Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Save big money when you shop at Menards. Transform your home in one weekend with exterior wood stain and sealer from Dutch Boy. It provides one coat protection on decks, fences, siding, and outdoor furniture. It repels rain after just 4 hours of application. That means quicker results, saving you both time and money. Our knowledgeable team is ready to help bring your dreams to life, 1 gallon at a time. Stop by your local Menards today.
Save big money at Menards.
The Bird Show.
Just broke up with her because he found out that he had cancer, and he's like, you know what? I want to do this alone. And she is devastated by it also. So this is not going to be real fun, but it could be helpful maybe. If you have gone through a battle with cancer or you're going through a battle with cancer, maybe you can give some insight here. And I'll give the phone number out also, 1-855-BIRD-SHOW, to a friend of mine who's in, I think she's in her like late 30s, early 40s. Been going out with the dude for close to a year now. I mean, they're exchanging the L word and everything. They haven't moved in with each other yet, but they certainly have been talking about it and talking about a future. Well, dude just found out, and I think he's 40, 41 years old, that he has a battle with testicular cancer ahead of him. So I don't know if he's in panic mode. I don't know all the details. I'm not there, and they're not even near me. But he, for the most part, just said, look, I want to do this thing alone. I don't want to be a burden to you. I'm going to handle this on my own. So you and I, he didn't even say put it on pause. He's like, we're done. We're done while I focus on this.
That had to have been just a knee-jerk reaction to the news.
That I don't know. And this was a couple of weeks ago, and they have not spoken. She's tried to explain to him, you know, like, mm-hmm. I want to be there for you. I love you.
Yeah.
These are the things that we're going to have to go through together. You know, we've been talking about a future together. It's not all going to be great. So here you are going through this, and I want to be there for you. No, absolutely not. Sorry, I'm doing this myself. I'm going through it alone. I'm doing it. Please don't call. Please don't text. I'm on my own on this one.
I mean,
so is there anything she can say, or is Kristen right? This is a knee-jerk reaction. He's still, even weeks later, going through and trying to process all of this, and he's just panicking now.
Yeah, I mean, I think having the limited amount of information that we do, people handle trauma their own unique way, and maybe the way he's handling this trauma of finding out he has cancer, and maybe this is how he handles other things in life, is that he isolates and he doesn't want anybody around, mm-hmm. and he wants to do this alone. And you can't fault somebody for feeling that way. I mean, he's entitled to that. I mean, he is the one going through it. I would just hate for him to push somebody away that could potentially be really good support for him.
I would understand more if this wasn't such a serious relationship, because they've been together for a year. They clearly have so much love for each other and have, you know, had this commitment for a while that I can't imagine I can't fully experience in my head what that must have been like to get that kind of diagnosis and to make a judgment about how I would have responded, because I don't know, because I haven't been in that situation. But I can't imagine in any scenario where you get that kind of life-altering news where it's beneficial to isolate yourself and push the people that love and care about you away. So I'm hoping it's just a knee-jerk reaction in this scenario, because I think that's really heartbreaking for her to A, get the news, but then to B, lose him in her life. So I hope that he is able to accept the support that I can sense that she probably wants to give him.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like obviously news like this is life-altering, so someone's going to have to process it, and you don't never know how they need to process it. They got to do it whatever way they have to do it. If I'm on the other end of it, I would just try to find the balance of giving them their space but being consistent. I feel like if the message is consistent in that I'm going to be here and I'm not going anywhere and you don't have to do this alone, mm-hmm. then maybe eventually they would allow that to be a thing.
I think I've told you guys before, when I get sick, I don't want anybody around. I just want to handle it myself. I don't want to complain. I don't want to be a burden. But as I've gotten older, and I was thinking about this question myself, this guy might have been me 10 years ago, but now, because I found a man, she'd be the only one that I would want around.
Mm.
Does that make any sense?
No, absolutely. And that's how it's supposed to be.
Hey, Michelle, good morning.
Good morning, Bert Show. How are y'all?
Good, thank you.
I love, love, love y'all. That's, I just want to say that first.
Well,
I
thank
love y'all
you.
So much.
That's, love you too.
That's a nice way to start a conversation. So what kind of advice can you give here? I mean, he's broken up with her. He's got cancer now, and he's like, I'm doing this alone.
Yeah. So I, last year, 2023, was diagnosed with 3 cancers at one time. And I was in a relationship with the guy that I was with for almost 2 years. And when I got the news, my reaction to him was, yeah, this is going to be a tough journey. I think I'm giving you the ability to be able to bail if you like. And of course, he was like, what are you talking about? I'm not bailing. I'm going to be right there with you. But I can say that initially, yeah, I really didn't want anybody with me. Like, I knew it was going to be a hard road, and just for the support, that's great, but just the relationship portion of it is going to be hard as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I totally get his point of view, because it's, like I said, the relationship portion, not just me dealing with cancer, just having to be able to still maintain the relationship and the physical part of the relationship, that was tough. So I totally get where he's coming from, but I would, if I was her, I would just be patient, and he may come around. He may come back around.
So that's what I was going to ask you, Michelle. As her, should she, you know, honor his wishes of wanting to be alone, or should she continue to fight to be there by his side?
I would honor his wishes just until the sting is gone.
Okay.
Because when you get news like that,
yeah,
and it comes out of nowhere, like my news came out of absolute nowhere. One week I was in Vegas having a good time with Usher. 2 weeks later, I was about to have serious surgery. So it's a huge thing to get that type of news, and you need time to be able to process it. So I would give him a little bit of time, but like y'all said, be consistent and just, you know, reach out every now and then. Hey, I'm here if you need me. And I'm sure he'll come around. He's gonna need her.
Thank you, Michelle. Appreciate your call. Thank you. Reagan, good morning. You're on the Bird Show. Hi.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Thank you. You got some advice here?
I do. So I actually lived through a very similar situation. At the time, I was dating my now husband. He got diagnosed with testicular cancer as well, and pulled a very similar act and gave me an out and was like, listen, I don't want to burden you. This is not your responsibility. And we got the news right before Christmas, and I didn't know that he was planning to propose. So he actually followed through with the proposal. But even when he was down on one knee, he gave me an out again and was like, listen, again, I just want you to know you don't have to do this. I don't want you to feel like you're stuck with me. And of course I said yes. He has now been through 2 different testicular cancer diagnoses. Still kicking. We're still going strong. So all I can say is, you know, be there for him in a way that feels right to her and be true to who she is. And he'll eventually come around and realize that, you know, it is a tough battle to do alone. I can promise you that. But it's also going to take a toll on her mentally, physically, and emotionally. So to have someone there to support you, even if it's just to help with stuff around the house and things like that. But she does need to understand that his body and things are going to go through a lot of changes that he can't control and that he's not going to be able to process in, you know, a normal way. It is a traumatic experience. So,
sure,
just, you know, be patient, be there for him, and just let him know that you're there when he needs you. He will eventually tap her.
Reagan, I don't even like the position he put you in. There he is on one knee. He's got this big shiny diamond in front of you, and he's like, you can have this, but but you're going to have to go through this whole cancer thing with me.
Yes.
I'm glad you stuck with it.
Sorry, out of here.
It's a Bird Show.
Hey, The Bird Show. Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. Want to bring a little Hollywood excitement to your day? Take a few spins with Chumba Casino's brand new game, Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways. It's free and features 10,000 ways to play, giving you nonstop action, including thrilling bonus respins and cascading reels. Every spin brings something new, so step into the spotlight, enjoy the excitement, and play today at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.